You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
July 19, 2021, now there are five. Those Democrats who wanted to get out of the state of Texas, members of the House of Representatives who said if we're not here, they can't have a quorum to hold the vote, so let's just all leave. They all boarded a charter flight, went to D.C., and act like they were being in exile and only doing it because it was a great threat to their state and their lives to flee, but they had to do it. Well, now there are five identified as being COVID positive. And they did have a meeting with VP Harris. The White House insists, well, she didn't really get that close to them, wasn't really involved. But suddenly yesterday, she went to Walter Reed for a routine physical. Come on. You think we can't see through that? These same who were on that plane, maskless. If you take a flight, you had to wear a mask. And, of course, the whole idea of getting not voter restrictions, as the state-controlled media will say, but voter purity, so it's more legal, easier to vote, harder to cheat. Those are that's the purpose of these laws. Meantime, of course, a recount that came out the other day from Arizona. Auditors couldn't find any record of Maricopa County sending more than 74,000 mail-in ballots. Also finding more than 18,000 had voted but were taken off the voter rolls soon after the election. Trump lost Arizona to Biden by 0.3%. Less than 11,000 votes out of 3.4 million. So, yeah, if any of those would have gone his way, yeah, that would have changed that election. You can't deny that. So, in the meantime, a Wisconsin representative said 2020 election review is being done in Arizona and in Georgia. We need to have one in Wisconsin as well. And Trump is saying, look at what happened in Arizona. Yeah, I did win the election, and there's good reason for us to review everything. It's not going to change anything at this point. It is very akin, as I've told you before. You're watching the football game. Everybody sees the penalty that should have been issued, but it wasn't because the refs didn't see it. And they would look at it several times, say, nope, no penalty. And then later they admit, yeah, the refs made a bad call, but the game's over. Too bad. Send the books. Goodbye. Oh, Joe Biden now stepping up. The president stepping up publicly identifying China as responsible for a series of cyber attacks across the world. He's also done that with Russia. Has not announced any retaliatory actions against Russia. But with China, no retaliatory actions. But he does know how to tame runaway inflation. He said our economy has come roaring back. We are seeing some price increases, some. But he also admits this is a rising inflation, more than we expected. He's admitting that. And the best way to fight it is more government money spent. Philadelphia police facing difficulties. They try to go to the scene of a shooting, and then they're shot at by others. Sometimes it's an ambush. Monday, date check from update from Mayor Lori Lightfoot's Chicago. 56 shot over the weekend, 11 fatal. We got a Florida man first to be sentenced for a felony in connection to the January 6th riot. Had to serve 8 months behind bars. We got killers running loose on the streets in Chicago and other cities. We've got those who are throwing Molotov cocktails at businesses and our police officers. Can't seem to get them, but they got this guy. And they got him in part because he took his own selfie while he was inside. And they used that primarily to convict him. And they continue to go after others. Not so much crime, just what we can do to make a bigger deal out of January 6th. It was wrong. But they're now just continuing to use it as a way to pound Republicans and conservatives. J. Jeff Bezos says he's ready to lift off tomorrow. I'm very excited, he said. We're ready. He and three passengers will go into space for an 11-minute space flight. That's scheduled for tomorrow. They're trying to start tourism industry. Of course, he follows the flight last week of the Virgin Atlantic, Richard Branson. Toyota is going to be a big sponsor at the Tokyo Games. But aside from that, they're not going to air any Olympic-themed ads on Japanese television. It's just too controversial nowadays. Between transgender, COVID, China, Toyota paying a lot of money for what?
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
For years, I've told you, be well with Wellington, Wellington Environmental. That's because I know the excellent work Wellington does when it comes to making your home, your business, even hospitals safe. See, recently I asked Wellington to check a relative's home. The relative had been constantly sick. Doctors couldn't find a cause. I asked Tom Wellington, please check the house. After extensive testing, Wellington could rule out mold and other air and water toxins. Well, that was a major relief, and the negative results gave doctors added information. So when I encourage you to call Wellington, I mean it. Wellington, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, Missouri and Illinois. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington. Wellington Environmental. This segment of Larry Connors USA is brought to you by my friends at John Beal Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest prices. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
I had me a girl who taught me those things a young man should know.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Donald Trump filed a class action lawsuit against big tech, against Facebook and Twitter and big tech, based on exactly the theory you and I discussed, that they were engaged in censorship that is unconstitutional, that is contrary to the First Amendment. And the theory behind President Trump's lawsuit is exactly the theory you and I discussed. Now, the challenge his lawsuit faces is the following. The First Amendment applies only to government action. The beginning of the first words of the First Amendment are, Congress shall make no law. And so it applies to the federal government. It has since been incorporated and applied against the state government.
Those are the words of Senator Ted Cruz, Republican of Texas, in an interview he was doing with Maria Bartiromo. And he's pointing out that this Trump lawsuit, which got laughed at by a lot of folks because he was suing big tech because they were banning him. And we say, sure, he should be shut down. Don't let him have the Twitter machine or anything anymore. I've been among those, by the way, and I'll admit to it. There were times I wish he had stayed off Twitter. I wish he had just not done it. But a lot of people loved it. And either way, if I can do it, then he should be able to. If the Iranian leader can call for death to Americans on Twitter, then Trump should be able to say whatever he wants about freedom in America. But the difference is, big tech will decide if you are dangerous or not. But then again, now we know it's not just big tech. It is exactly as Trump has pointed out in his lawsuit. Big tech deep in bed with the Biden administration. So he filed this class action lawsuit against Twitter, Facebook, and the rest of them, claiming that they were engaged in censorship that is unconstitutional, contrary to the First Amendment. It is a very simple amendment. Freedom of speech. It gives folks the right to do things that just because they are right doesn't mean it is the correct thing to do, but they're allowed to do it in this country. Before we wrap up this hour, I'm going to share some of Trey Gowdy's remarks last night. Trey Gowdy, former congressman, South Carolina, 8+ years in Congress, and prior to that, a prosecutor and local elected official as well. He now has a Sunday night program called Sunday Night America, and he made some very good, powerful points about why our country is a beacon on the hill to so many others. And a lot of it has to do with our freedoms and our liberties. Even if you're going to use your freedom of speech in a way that is not a smart thing to do, and or that just because it's right doesn't mean it should be done. I want you to hear Trey Gowdy's remarks before we wrap up this hour. But here's Senator Ted Cruz, and he knows of what he speaks. He has taken cases before the Supreme Court before. He's been the Texas Attorney General. He knows the law. I still wish to this day, I mentioned someone the other day, I really wish Trump, when it came to appointing someone to the Supreme Court, that he had a conversation with Senator Ted Cruz and said, I'd like to put you on the U.S. Supreme Court. I have always said, even when Senator Cruz was running for president, he would be better as a and have more lasting impact as a member of our U.S. Supreme Court than even being president. But what he is pointing out here is things that are basic, fundamental. As he said, the beginning of the first words of the First Amendment are, Congress shall make no law. And he said court cases in the Supreme Court, proving it applies to the federal government, also now incorporated and applied against state government. But keep in mind, in the beginning, when Trump filed his suit, all the naysayers started rushing out saying, wow, you stupid. You're stupid. Facebook is not the government. And here's a response from Senator Cruz now.
The argument that a lot of the talking heads put out immediately after President Trump filed his lawsuit is they said, well, Facebook is not the government. Twitter is not the government, so this lawsuit will get thrown out. Well, the Supreme Court has long recognized a line of cases that when government uses a private company as a tool, as an arm to implement a government policy, and in this instance, when government explicitly asks a private monopoly censor the following speech that we disagree with, that private company can be treated as a state actor.
Yes, as a state actor. In other words, they're beholden to the federal government. Are they using that entity to carry out violations of the U.S. Constitution? It's as simple as that. You know how to turn this around, and for those who insist, oh, no, no, it's still stupid, you simply say or ask, what if big conservatives own the big tech companies and they decided they were not going to let Biden appear on any of their pages anymore and restrict him, and the VP Harris, and the progressive AOC and so forth? What do you think? Oh, you're ahead of me, aren't you already? Of course. They would be rallying, stampeding, and marching in the streets where our rights are being violated. Here they have no problem with trampling on the Constitution while they continue to insist, oh, we believe in the Constitution. They don't believe in the Constitution, otherwise they would join this lawsuit that Trump has filed. Congress shall make no law. That's the first words. They should be joining it. And yet the other day, as we pointed out last Friday in that briefing Jen Psaki gave Thursday, talking about how the White House works in coordination with Facebook, she basically laid out the case for Donald Trump.
We are in regular touch with these social media platforms, and those engagements typically happen through members of our senior staff, but also members of our COVID-19 team. Given, as Dr. Murthy conveyed, this is a big issue of misinformation, specifically on the pandemic. In terms of actions, Alex, that we have taken, or we're working to take, I should say, from the federal government. We've increased disinformation research and tracking within the Surgeon General's office. We're flagging problematic posts for Facebook.
That right there says it. We are flagging posts for Facebook that spread disinformation. That was in reference to COVID. But if you're going to do it for COVID, you can do it for anything. They've shut down Donald Trump. Did the White House ask for it to be shut down? I don't know. But I'd say the burden is on them to prove they didn't at this point. I'm going to take that approach. They want to do that? We can too. You are guilty until you're proven innocent. Larry, that's not what the law reads. I mean, you're innocent until proven guilty. Yes, you're right. But that's not the way they do it from their side. And I know several strong members of the Democrat Party who are not happy with that remark from Saski, much less the fact that they are involved in such censorship. I have told you from the beginning that censorship by any other name is still censorship. Yes, it's not the government doing it, is what we were trying to separate from the beginning. But even Facebook, even without the White House flagging them and telling them if they shut it down, even though they're private, it is still censorship. And if they control all the outlets that might equal them, then it becomes universal censorship. But in this case, Jen Psaki in her remarks, was Senator Ted Cruz said, this is very interesting.
I got to say, watching Jen Psaki this week, it is amazing. I kind of wonder if Jen Psaki is on the payroll of Donald Trump, because her press conference strengthened President Trump's lawsuit against big tech. It makes clear that everything we thought about the Biden administration, about their willingness to trample on free speech, to trample on the Constitution, to use government power to silence you, everything we feared they might do, they are doing and worse.
And worse. They are, as he said, everything we thought about the Biden administration, their willingness to trample on free speech, to trample on the Constitution, to use government power to silence you, everything we feared they might do, they are doing, and worse. He went on to add, and I think President Trump's lawsuit got much, much stronger this week. But there's another issue embedded within this. When I hear the progressive left, and even those who are not as far, far, far left as AOC and the rest of them, when they say, we just want comprehensive, solid, verifiable, yet constitutional gun control laws. We're not trying to take away your guns. I look at this story and I say, well, we already feared that you guys with big tech, you were going to start trampling on the Constitution reference free speech. So we're supposed to believe that you would not do everything you can within your administration while all of you were in control, that you would not trample on the Second Amendment. As I pointed out the other day, after they do the First Amendment, what comes next? Let me see. You go, when you're counting, you go to count one and count, oh, two. That's the Second Amendment. And then just write down the list. And yet they want to claim that simply trying to rework election laws to get dead people off the rolls, to verify people are voting in their proper precincts, and not voting maybe two different places, and are using a fake ID, if any ID at all, to claim they're someone that could be eligible to vote when they're not. We're supposed to believe that they really want to support our Constitution? state-controlled media is doing everything for them at this time. I mean, the state-controlled media has just been applauding and surrounding and celebrating all those Democrats who ran out of Texas so they could not be forced to stay there and vote. If they can't get a quorum, they can't hold a vote. Well, the governor, Texas Abbott, said when you return, you will be arrested, brought back to the Capitol. We will have the vote then. And now, of course, we learned that 5 members of that group have COVID. And we've seen pictures of them on the plane, smiling, no mask, holding up beer, which is a federal law to bring liquor into a state where you're not authorized to bring it in. Don't bother about the facts. And then the fact that you had to wear a mask if you're on a plane. State-controlled media has been praising them as the real constitutional heroes. And big tech has been doing its job to help them. We'll take a break when we come back. I want you to hear Michael Wolff, who is a author, also contributes to USA Today. And he wrote a book about the fire and fury inside the Trump White House. He was on with Brian Stelter of CNN's, Reliable Sources. Well, Stelter kind of got embarrassed, got a little awkward when Michael Wolff started calling him and CNN out for how they do things or don't. So Stelter tries to laugh it off. I don't think it worked. Stand by.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
One, two, three, they're gonna run back to me. They always wanna come, but they never wanna leave.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
I think you yourself, while you're a nice guy, you're full of sanctimony. You become part of one of the parts of the problem of the media. You come on here and you have a monopoly on truth. You know exactly how things are supposed to be done. You are why one of the reasons people can't stand the media. I'm sorry.
You're cracking me up.
You're cracking me up. That was an awkward little exchange. That was Brian Stelter of CNN on his Reliable Sources being chastised by Michael Wolff, American journalist, columnist, contributor to USA Today, Hollywood reporter. Also co-authored several books, and then in January 2018 wrote the book titled Fire and Fury Inside the Trump White House, Unflattering Descriptions of Behavior by Then-President Trump, Chaotic Interactions Supposedly Taking Place Among the Staff, and so forth and so on, which again, Michael Wolff will claim that it was all accurate, but I guess that's why CNN and Brian Stelter, though it would be perfect to come on and talk about the things we do so good. Well, it didn't work out that way. The discussion turned to how best to cover things and what we should be doing and what we are not doing and how to do better. And it came down to, as you heard him say, that I think you guys are part of the problem. It also goes back to what we had in the last hour, in case you missed it. Florida Congressman Byron Donalds, a black man, Republican of Florida, he said CNN, when I do an interview with him, they kept interrupting me, trying to tell me that I don't have the right to think. As a black man, I can think for myself. I don't need them to tell me. And he said, I try to watch CNN some, but then they just become repetitive. First block, something bad about Trump. Second block, something bad about Trump. Third block, something bad about Trump. When Trump's not even in play anymore, they're just trying to continue to hammer it. That's part of what Michael Wolff is pointing out. And of course, his book got a lot of play on CNN, because It was talking about the fire and fury inside the Trump White House. Let me give you a tip. If you want to get on CNN, write something like that. But then Brian Stelter said, well, okay, but what should I do?
Don't talk so much. Listen more. You know, people have genuine problems with the media. The media doesn't get the story right. The media exists in its own bubble.
That's true.
You know,
I agree.
You know, you got to stop. I mean, that last segment that I just had to listen to of all of the people saying the same old stuff. Also, you're incredibly repetitive. It's week after week. I mean, you're the flip side of Donald Trump. You know, fake news, and you say virtuous news. You know,
we just figure out what is real.
I mean,
I'm listening.
Figuring out what is real is not so easy. And right. You know, most people don't want to turn to Brian Stelter to tell us what's real. I'm sorry.
He got to laugh his way out of that. But he nailed it. And it's backed up when we see Jen Psaki last week saying that the White House is flagging things for Facebook that need to be pulled down and shut down immediately. They're deciding what's real and what's not. And remember how many times the COVID story has turned from the beginning. Even from VP Harris and Biden all saying, not a big deal, you know, so forth and so on. Then suddenly, oh, Trump has blown it. He blew it. And as forget what we've said, just deal with this. And yet here we are with these Democrats racing out of Texas into Georgia on a private plane that they charter. Think of the carbon footprint that left. And they're smiling maskless in their planes, which is a violation. No, they decide what's the truth. That's not a good idea. But of course, in some nations, whatever the government says, that is the truth, the fact, and you don't question it. None. Coming up, I want to share some of last night's program from Trey Gowdy, his new Fox program, Sunday Night America, talking about what makes this nation so much different and better than others.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
I'm sure many of you do enjoy entertaining guests. I mean, it's your nature to be hospitable, but we all draw the line at unwelcome guests. You know, those that come in tramping around another 6 feet, 8 feet, more. And when that happens, you do not want to delay. Call Rottler Pest Solutions immediately. Now, I started using Rottler more than 30 years ago because I wanted professionals. Rottler knows what is needed and at the same time will make sure that your family and pets are safe. Rottler is still family-owned and operated for 3 generations, protecting homes and businesses. 3 generations. That's impressive. So when you want to safely, expertly get rid of ants, spiders, and other critters, call Rottler Pest Solutions, 877-ROTTLER, or you can check their website, rottler.com, 877-ROTTLER, 877-ROTTLER, Rottler Pest Solutions, rottler.com.
I said, brother, if you only knew, you'd wish that you were in my shoes. You just keep on using me until you use me up. Until you use me up.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
This past week, we've seen images from Haiti, Cuba, and Afghanistan. We've seen images of people in other countries carrying our flag, the American flag, as they fight to secure their own fundamental freedoms. And then we see images from our own country of that same flag being burned or shunned. America is one of those rare countries where you are free to even burn your own flag. You are free to turn your back on your own flag, even as you are vying to compete on the world stage under that very same flag. America is one of those rare experiments in freedom where you can criticize the very country which gave you the freedom to criticize it in the first place.
Those are the words of Trey Gowdy, former South Carolina congressman for 8-9 years in South Carolina, also served previously as a prosecutor, now hosts a program on Fox, Sunday Night in America. He's talking about there are those who risked their lives to come here and said, look at the images we've seen over the last week. All of them, in many cases, carrying an American flag. While here in this country, we have folks that spit on it, burn it, turn their back on it, say it doesn't represent them. And to the extent where Major League Baseball, football, and the rest of them are trying to help the teams and the players find a way not to have to be facing the national anthem and the flag, to either it will be done before they come out or something like that, anything to help them. And yet you do see some players standing out there, and of all colors and religions, standing there honoring it because they know the price of that red, white, and blue. Is everything in America good and right, righteous? No. Do we still need to make changes moving forward? Yes. If anyone is being denied anything, especially based upon religion or color, even sexual preference, unless they're harming a child in the process, they probably have a cause for grievance. Unfortunately, with that freedom comes opportunity to demolish everything that's good or to attack it without any punishment. Unless you stage a, quote, attack, or as the left wants to call it, an insurrection, rushing into the Capitol, shouting and yelling for them not to certify the electoral votes, not carrying any weapons, only one gun found. That was never raised or used by any of those coming in. Yes, they had, unfortunately, American flags on poles and things of that nature that they used as weapons against police, Capitol Police. Again, wrong, totally wrong. There's nothing that can be said about that that's ever going to make it right. And they were doing what everyone has been doing throughout the summers out in the streets of Portland and Seattle and L.A. and everywhere else. Blue cities, blue states, throwing Molotov cocktails, trying to burn down a federal building with federal marshals they knew were inside of it, hitting police officers with lasers that could blind them, at least temporarily, if not cause severe damage, throwing various items that could damage, hurt. And yet, under the Constitution, they have a right to speak, but the problem is they forget that it's supposed to be peaceful assembly. Peaceful assembly. But while we have all of our flaws and these things we're going through, the fact is, as Trey Gowdy says, many Americans just don't appreciate what they have here.
There are people who risk their lives to come here. There are people who would give everything they have, everything they own, to live in this country. There are people who would say goodbye to their own children or their own parents to live in America. We won the lottery by being here. When I was 20 years old, traveling through Kenya and Tanzania, it was readily apparent to me that I was no different, no more worthy, no more entitled to get on a plane and come back here than any of the other 20-year-old faces I was passing. I was just lucky. I won the lottery of birth.
That lottery of birth is also a reason behind so-called anchor babies in some of these other countries. If they can get out of their country and a baby is born of a pregnant woman here, then they also become a U.S. citizen, the baby. And, of course, in Florida for some time, there had been evidence of certain countries, including Russia, that were, for a fee, making sure pregnant women got to the U.S. in their final 2 months so they could have a baby here, so the child would have American citizenship. Then they may go back to their own country, but later use that child citizenship to gain access to our country. Senator Ted Cruz had also pointed out the other day, he said, when I hear and see Sanders and Warren and AOC kind of ignore what's happening in Cuba or call it out and say that, you know, the Cuban people have it good anyway, they don't realize how great they have it. He said, I want to see Sanders, Warren, AOC get on a raft and sail to socialist paradise, Cuba. No, we haven't seen that traffic going that way, have we? What we see is clearly coming the other way. And Trey Gowdy said, if you travel this country, this world, if you go around by business, pleasure, you look around, and I'm sure if you're going on vacation, you're normally not going someplace where you're going to see the most dastardly situations. But if you're a member of a military unit or a Red Cross type unit or a Christian or Jewish or any other religious group that goes and tries to meet with people in distressed countries, you see how bad they have it. You should know what you have here, and you should appreciate it. But unfortunately, as Trey Gowdy points out, not only do they not recognize how much better it is and that they did, quote, win the lottery by being born here, not only do they not recognize that, they use it as an opportunity to create the very thing many people are trying to escape. And our government would offend their right to do so within some limits, unless, again, you're part of the group that went into the Capitol. Otherwise, they're after you in full scale. Otherwise, throw your Molotov cocktails, turn over police cars, shoot at police when they arrive, steal left and right. It's all acceptable. Trey Gowdy.
If you're an American, you're free to turn your back on the flag. You're free to burn it. You're free to walk on it. You're free to disrespect it and then wear it on your uniform in a sporting event. You're free to call for the police to be defunded, even as the police protect you and your home and your place of business. You're free to call for the military to be defunded, even as the military serves and sacrifices and sometimes dies to defend your rights. You're free to do it. You're just wrong to do it. But if you persist and feel like that's really what you've been called to do, to constantly criticize this country, at least acknowledge how lucky you are to be here while you do it.
And that's the big difference, because if you attempted any of those same acts in some other country, you know the price you would pay. And not only not just you, but members of your family. Do you see or hear reports of people in North Korea challenging the North Korean leader, burning the North Korean flag? No. Of course, they have a blockade on what gets out. And some of those who are in Cuba still trying to get their word out, but the internet got shut down, so we're not really sure what's going on in there at this point. Because the Cuban government did exactly what big tech has done here, and that is shut the system down for some people. We talk freedom a lot, and we actually live freedom. But too many times we do not appreciate freedom. And again, as Senator Cruz said, you can always get on a raft and sail to the socialist paradise of Cuba if that's what you think you want. Nobody's keeping you from doing that. Nobody's keeping you going from any other country you think is better. And then, of course, we have those who say, just let Cuba do it and we'll be fine.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
There's no place to hide down here. No place to hide down here. Went to the rock, got on my knees. I heard the angels weep for me. No place to hide down here.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
So how much do you love this country? How much do you love your freedoms? What would you be willing to give up? What would you be willing to say, okay, take that constitutional right away and I'll be just fine? There are those who say, don't need the Second Amendment. You can go ahead and take it away. Really? Well, when you do that, then you fall back into an area of great peril, because that Second Amendment was created to make sure you remain free. In Cuba, they have numerous gun laws. And, of course, so therefore it's very difficult for any Cuban to have a firearm. And they do it on purpose, obviously, because they don't want them to have it. Apparently, the University of Sydney's gunpolicy.org is highlighting some of the restrictive gun control measures in Cuba. They include a ban on large amounts of firearms, require those who want to own legal guns. You have to be recognized as legal to first acquire a license. You have to establish a genuine reason to possess it. If you get one, you must reapply and requalify. And of course, you have to go through a full background check, criminal, mental health, addiction records. And even then, you're not likely to get one. And the minimum wait for a lawful firearm purchase is undetermined. All purchased firearms must be registered. I don't have a problem with that aspect of it. Except that they could be used then to confiscate, know that you should have one. All private sales are prohibited by law. And in fact, it adds the right to private gun ownership is not guaranteed by law. So you want to give that one up? Breitbart News had noted that U.S. founding father James Madison held that America was exceptional because the citizens were armed. That he used Federal 46 to contend that one of the strongest checks on federal tyranny, if not the single strongest check, was an armed citizenry. He said the advantage of being armed, which the Americans possess over the people of almost every other nation, is an advantage not to be given up. So we have these demonstrations going on in Cuba, and we still don't really know what's going on because a lot of source information has been shut down. And yet we have some here that are just sure that Cuba was just fine. These people on the streets, while it's okay to go in the streets and protest and do things here, then, you know, the people of Cuba, they just need to kind of settle down, accept it. 11 million live on that island. And I'm reading a piece written by, or actually part of an interview, by the 1619 Project writer Nicole Hannah-Jones, who did the 1619 Project and basis for some of the critical race teaching going on. And she admits, I love this part, she actually admits there's something she doesn't know. She admits that, I'm not an expert on race relations internationally. But then she adds, she believes the most equal multiracial country in the Western Hemisphere is Cuba. And she said that's because of socialism. She said the most equal multiracial country in our hemisphere is Cuba. has the least inequality between black and white people any place really in the atmosphere. I'm in the Caribbean. Most of the Caribbean, it's hard to count because the white population in a lot of those countries is very, very small. A lot of these countries are run by black folks. This is what she's saying. But in places that are truly at least biracial countries, Cuba actually has the least inequality, and that's largely due to socialism. I wonder if she really knows the makeup of Cuba as to what the people consider themselves. 64% of that country identify as white. 26% mestizo, also considered mixed. Some Spanish, some Latin, a mix. 9% Afro-Cuban. And Cubans are far more likely than any other Hispanics to identify themselves as white when asked about their race. 60% among Mexicans would make the same claim, 53% among other Central and South Americans, 50% among Puerto Ricans. So sometimes the way one person sees you, that's not the way you see yourself, and you have that right determination. What we do know is that Cuba, ever since Castro took over, and at the time we thought it was a good thing, they have persecuted anyone that did not do as they wanted. Before Castro, is a majority Catholic nation under communism, most religious practices it cannot control, outlawed, Christians regularly persecuted, non-Catholic Christians, Jehovah's Witnesses, Seventh-day Adventists go to labor camps along with suspected LGBT and other, quote, undesirables. And that still exists. And yet, in Cuba, during these uprisings, the pictures we've seen, they are waving the American flag. They want what we have. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Thank you for listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.